We originally denied the project or the proposal, and then the tribe came back and they gave a very compelling argument about how it was a pre-existing non-conforming use, and they had done oyster farming in the past, and the water quality had diminished over time, and they had put a lot of money into improving the water quality. And so the hearings examiner heard that and saw it. You know, he wanted to give them the opportunity to do phase one of the proposal. He wouldn't have done it had they not had that pre-existing non-conforming use.